Morning. The most news in the morning, period. Weekday 6 Eastern.
Well, a high school cheating scandal that could happen in any town is tearing apart one community. School officials say as many as 50 students conspired to break in and steal final exams. But instead of failing or suspending them, they called the police. What happened next sparked a huge debate over power and privilege, paying for your crimes and the pressure of getting into college. Here now live from Hanover, New Hampshire, is Kathy Fairbrothers. Her son Jeffrey is one of 9 students charged with criminal trespass for stealing those tests. Ms. Fairbrothers, thanks very much for being with us. Your son admits to being a lookout for the student who stole the exam. Why shouldn't he be charged with criminal trespass?
It's our belief that this is an issue of cheating. To bring the police in seems to be not appropriate mm-hmm. to dealing in the school where the kids have been caught cheating. To bring the police in and never call the parents. The first call I got was from the police,
right.
And was told that they were investigating an issue of cheating. Then for it to turn into a criminal investigation was a total surprise.
Now here's what the principal of Hanover High, Deborah Gillespie, said about the whole thing back when it first came to light. She said, quote, "What we're here to do is to teach young people to become responsible adults. Not confronting this would not do that." Does she have a point, or do you think she overreacted?
I think that she's absolutely correct that the children need to mm-hmm. address these issues with strong disciplinary reactions, as we as parents have done. The school has very strong sanctions and disciplines that they impose upon children for cheating, and this is a case of cheating.
Right.
And we support the school's strong disciplinary measures.
Now, did you and your husband deal with this as well on a personal level with your son?
We most certainly do, continue to.
And how did you deal with it?
He's just grounding. He's been the entire summer, spent the whole summer at home working. He's been studying for the SAT and does not really have a social life and is focusing on what he needs to focus on. Yes, we were very strong in our discipline with him.
So you really let him know that he was wrong in doing this?
Most certainly,
right.
Because we all feel that academic cheating is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, the prosecutor warned that if you proceed to take this to trial, that the charges against him right now, which are misdemeanor charges of trespass, could be elevated to felony trespass. Do you feel like you're trying to be pressured into pleading on this?
I do. I feel like being a citizen, we are afforded certain rights within the legal system, and one of those rights is to a fair hearing in a judicial system when charged with a criminal proceeding. To not act upon that because of fear of escalating charges mm-hmm. seems to fly counter to that point.
We turn now to the prosecutor in this case, Christopher O'Connor. He joins us now live from Hanover, New Hampshire as well. Mr. O'Connor, you heard Kathy Fairbrother. She says that clearly this is a matter of cheating, should be handled by parents and the school system. Why is this in the criminal justice system?
Well, it was based on the investigation that was started by the Hanover Police Department. This was for the incident that took place, not for the cheating, but the act of the criminal trespass and mm-hmm. the theft of the test that in fact brought forth the charges that are pending before the district court.
Now, do you not believe as a prosecutor that the school, as Mrs. Fairbrother said, has enough remedies at its disposal to deal with this matter without taking it into the courts?
Well, I want to make it perfectly clear that the Hanover School District is in fact dealing with the incident of the cheating.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such law in the state of New Hampshire for cheating. What we are, in fact, prosecuting the students for is the crime for which they committed to help facilitate the act of the cheating.
Right. Now, you heard Mrs. Fairbrother say that she believes that they may be feeling some pressure to plead guilty to the misdemeanor charge because you're informing them that should they go to court, this could be elevated to felony charges. Why would you elevate these charges?
Well, it's the letter that I sent to the attorneys that they elected to release to the public actually does not state that.
Mm-hmm.
The letter states that I will leave all my options open at the end of the letter,
right.
Just as they need to do. It could mean that I could be forced to reduce the charge. It could mean that I may have to, upon review prior to trial, to even dismiss the charge if I do not believe that I can prove the case.
And one other quick question. Hanover, of course, is the home of Dartmouth College, Ivy League school. The students that are involved here are the children of a physician, a business school professor, a hospital president, a prominent columnist at a local newspaper. What do you say to people who say that you're just trying to make an example of these students, that power and privilege hold no sway with you?
Well, it really, I mean, we deal with every person in society when you're dealing with an Ivy League community. We have dealt with offenses that mm-hmm. parents are movie stars. So we're not trying to send any message whatsoever except to treat everyone as fairly as we can within my office.